I'm Roger Wood. It appears that police departments in New Hampshire are cutting motorists some slack over the hands-free driving law. The state statute that went into effect July 1st prohibits all use of handheld cell phones, GPS units, and other devices while driving except in emergencies. Since that law went into effect, Dover police have stopped 214 cars, giving out 25 summonses. That figure is lower in Portsmouth, where police have cited only 3 drivers from 93 stopped. State police at Troop A, based in Epping, meanwhile, have summonsed over half the 414 drivers stopped. I spoke to Sergeant Marn Spidell of the Dover Police Department. He says that right now the effort is mostly educational and designed to prevent distracted drivers from hitting the roads.
Driver distraction is fast becoming one of the most common causes of crashes, both in our city but then around the state and nationally. And really the source for distractions is becoming an ever-growing problem. Distractions used to be things outside the car, and now more and more the distractions that are taking motorist attention away from the road are now inside the car.
What about Dover? You don't have to cite statistics if you can't, but I'm wondering if there's a heightened awareness by your patrol officers to watch for distracted drivers.
Yeah, we have had a little bit of a push in the first week of enforcement of the law. And in the first 7 calendar days of the month, we've actually stopped 26 motorists specifically for this offense. I don't have the summonses versus warnings breakdown in front of me, but I think we're mostly on the warnings side. Certainly any motorist that we encounter that we've already documented a warning for this new statute is likely to get a summons the second time around, where we're out there looking for all types of traffic violations, but the officers are more particularly looking for these types of violations. They're easier to see during daylight hours, certainly.
Now, there has been quite a lot of publicity about this new law, but you know, from what I'm seeing statewide and from what you've told me, obviously not everybody is aware of this, despite the publicity on it.
That's probably the case, although I think that there's probably a number of motorists out there who are aware of it and just haven't taken steps to change their paradigm, to change their behavior, just because they haven't been pushed to do it yet. The legislature actually put a condition. The law was actually passed a year ago, but for the first year, the legislature established a condition that no enforcement would take place until July 1st, and that for the first year, last half of 2014, first half of 2015, that efforts would be made to educate. And that's essentially what we've been doing up to this point. It's all about education, both statewide and locally.
Now, eventually, people who are real scofflaws on this.
Yeah, the statute provides for a fine of $100 for the first offense. Now, that doesn't include penalty assessment, which typically is 24. I think at present it's 24% of the fine. So a motorist who gets a ticket for this offense would face a $124 fine. Second offense would be $250 plus penalty assessment. And then any subsequent offense is $500 plus penalty assessment. So really it's the fine, like most traffic offenses, is monetary. That the penalty is monetary, and in this case it escalates based on subsequent.
It's certainly a higher penalty than just going to the Walmart or local store and paying $30 for a Bluetooth device. Well, thanks for spending the time with me today, and I would hope that you know, over the next few weeks or months, this new law does sink in, and you're not only not giving out citations, but you're not giving out warnings either, because people are responding and obeying the law.
You know, I share your hope, Mr. Wood. Honestly, I think there's several different ways to change driver behavior. Enforcement is really just one possible way to change driver behavior, and it's not the only way. It's, you know, we'd rather do it through education. We'd rather people do it as a matter of personal choice. And you need only cite accident statistics to see how important this is. But we'll continue with our enforcement as much as necessary. And you know, I hope you're right, Mr. Wood, that the number of offenses, the number of violations will go down as we proceed.
Dover Police Sergeant Marn Spidell. Recently, one street in Rye was shut down for hours after a vehicle struck a fire hydrant while the driver was texting. Police confirmed that the unnamed driver was not hurt, but was issued a summons for breaking the law. Roger Wood for InDepthNH.org.